News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, just over 500 calls have been made on each of AIR's digital phone boxes. These are these digital kiosks around the place since they were installed 3 years ago. That's according to the Journal. And Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin North Inner City, says they need to stop taking up space. Good morning to you, Janet. I take your point that they're not getting a huge amount of use because most people have a mobile phone. But is it not reasonable that they still exist for those moments where somebody doesn't have a mobile phone? And what do they do then if they need to make a call?
I think there is an argument for a public phone. I don't think that's been in doubt. I think AIR have just been a very irresponsible manager of the public phone system in Dublin. They had kiosks all over Dublin.
Sorry, I have to challenge you on that already. What do you mean they've been irresponsible? They've put up legitimately digital kiosks around the city as they were allowed to do and were in accordance with planning permission, etc. How was that irresponsible?
Well, for years, the public phones that they did manage had become completely derelict. The wires had been cut off. They weren't being managed. They were full of graffiti and broken glass. And we had to fight very, very hard to get AIR to actually remove or manage and clean up the kiosks that they had. So their commitment to actually providing public phones that are usable, that the public can actually get any use out of, okay, is very low.
Does Dublin City Council not have a remit around removing things like graffiti and litter and things like that that would have cluttered up and made look ugly the phone boxes that were there before?
Well, that's where, is it Dublin City Council's problem then? Did they have to remove things that have become litter? Because effectively those kiosks all around the city had turned into just dereliction, litter and clutter on the street. And we were having to make that argument to AIR that they should actually be the responsible body for removing them instead of Dublin City Council having to tell them that they are in breach of litter laws by allowing
them. Sorry, but Janet, what you're saying there is we have people on the streets in Dublin who clean the streets. We have litter wardens on the streets in Dublin. These are all under your auspices. And you're saying that AIR should have sent out somebody else to clean out the phone boxes while Dublin City Council workers cleaned around them. I mean, that seems kind of...
To remove the phone boxes at the point at which they are serving no utility and they are just derelict units.
Okay.
Nobody has the right to leave completely derelict, destroyed, dirty property on the street and allow it to stay like that for years on end. So I think when AIR put in these new boxes and they were dedicated almost exclusively to advertising, they were put in locations not where people might need a phone in an emergency, but where there's optimal advertising pointed towards oncoming traffic. People felt pretty cynical towards that.
Okay.
And the spend point is a minimum of €2, which most people, again, in an emergency, it's easier to ask a passerby for a mobile phone than it is to necessarily have a €2 coin, which a lot of people don't have at this stage.
So are you saying I know you're saying that these aren't suitable for emergency calls, yet 40% of the calls made in these kiosks are emergency calls, so that would kind of disagree with you there. But are you saying that you can't ring 999 in those kiosks for free?
You can call 999, but if you want to call a range, if you want to call your mother in a hurry, it is a minimum of a €2 spend. So I guess it is the location of them has been chosen based on where advertising is optimal, not based on where there is a need for a public phone.
Are they doing any harm,
Janet? I feel
a
bit cynical about them.
Are they doing any harm?
In a lot of cases, they are taking up a significant amount of footpath space. They are, which, you know, we tend to see our footpaths as just they can be used for whatever, they're kind of free space to be used for whatever means people want. But footpaths are really important to have them clear and to have them unobstructed, particularly for anybody who tries navigating the city with a buggy or with a wheelchair or with a white cane. It is really important that you have straight, unobstructed lines that you can walk down on a footpath. And when you have a significant amount of footpath space been obstructed by a large advertising billboard,
did Dublin City Council or somebody not give planning permission for them in the locations where they are? So is that not on a state body rather than AIR as such?
I think there is, and again, they did give planning permission for them, but we have since said that we don't want to see many more of these. We want to have a presumption against them going in any further, because I think it just feels, it's not to say there isn't a use for a public phone, but the particular iteration that AIR have come up with feels like it is exploiting public space for their advertising purposes.
I'm just a tiny bit confused because they were given planning permission for this. And you're saying, well, we don't want any more of them. Well, that's fine. Then don't give planning permission for any more of them. But the ones that are there, you're kind of blaming AIR for something that they were given planning permission to put up that does provide a public service. And I don't want to mislead people because we're saying that it costs £2 to make an emergency call, but it doesn't cost £2 to make an actual emergency call. It costs £2 to make calls other than emergency calls that may be an emergency to an individual, as you said, ringing their mother or something, but that's slightly different. So I'm not, like, these have planning permission. They provide a public utility. They do have advertising on them, but all of that is in line with planning. And all of that comes under the auspices of the council. Are you criticising own actions? Or are you criticising AIR?
Yeah, no, we've also leveled criticism towards Dublin City Council that these shouldn't have been given planning permission to begin with, that they should have been, the priority should have been given to where and exactly the locations that a public phone and a limited footprint on the footpath of where public phone would actually be used, instead of an exploitation of the idea of a public phone for advertising.
All right, look,
basically,
it's a very interesting discussion because I'd never given it any consideration before, and I wonder what people do think about it. That is Janet Horner, their Green Party councillor for North Inner City Dublin. Jane, do you have a view on this?
I can see the problem. I think
doing any harm though?
Well, if they're cluttering up footpaths, they are doing harm. I think we do need to keep footpaths clear. I can see the difficulty with them.
I wonder how much cluttering they're doing. Let us know out there this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.